story of Mert and Marge. When we left Mert and Marge, Mert was terribly worried about a threatening letter she had received in regard to her relationship with Ray Hunt. It was from Mrs. Hunt, accusing her of alienating the affections of her husband and threatening to sue for $25,000 in damages. While Margie was out, Ray Hunt came up to Mert's apartment to talk things over, and Mert, in a moment of weakness, allowed Ray to kiss her. In just a moment, we shall continue with a thrilling story of Mert and Marge. It's the following morning. Mert and Marge are preparing for the visit of Mother and Daddy Minter. So they spent several hours buying things to make their little apartment attractive. Mert is very weary, as he says.
Oh, Margie Minter, if I take another step, I'll drop dead. We've been in every department in this store, and I just couldn't carry another bundle. Look at me, I'm so let down, I can't even see where I'm going.
Well, I get just as many bundles as you have. Oh, Murder, there's a toy department.
Now, we're not going over there. We're not going to buy any toys. You don't know any kids.
Oh, come on, Murder. I want to see the toy department. It's been so long since
I... All right. Have your own way. Maybe I can find something to sit on over there.
Oh, look. Here's the wonderful games. Like TV and bingo and dominoes. And look at those two act puzzles.
No matter what else happens, there's always Parcheesi. Now, don't tell me you're going to buy any of those things, Margie.
Well, they're all better than Jim Ryan.
I tell you, we can't carry another thing, dear. Oh, Margie, I'm dying by you.
Oh,
you
Margie,
that knocked-out sheriff shell has been here for years. It's just for the kids.
Oh, help!
Can I be of any assistance, madam?
Oh, yes, sir, and find me. I'm under these bundles. You look
all over. To me? Oh, well, it's you. Uh-huh. And are you a toy? You know you can have your parents wrapped in the lizard. Where have you been, Kelly?
Oh, Clarence, I guess I'm behind the times. I've never thought of that. Here I've been lugging around at least 40 pounds.
Well, I'll take them over to the wrapping desk, Ducky.
Oh, thanks, Clarence. Oh, Margie, I'm going over and have this stuff wrapped together. Ride your old horse until I come back.
Say, Marge, have you tried the elephant? He's higher than a horse. Nothing like being up in the world. Come on, Marge, I'll help you up on it. Up to Daisy. That's right.
Oh, Clarence,
I've
always wanted to ride an elephant.
Oh, the best of all is a camel, Marge.
Oh, look, Clarence, look at the big giraffe. Here I am, Tom, the camel, Clarence, and I'll
take
the giraffe.
Will
we be careful?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hang on. Sensation.
Oh, gee, I haven't seen one in a long time either, Clarence.
Well, come on, Minerva. Go over there in that corner. Go down off that giraffe.
Okay, here I come.
There it is. Look at it. Depot, signal, tunnel, real cars, electric lights. Wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, isn't it great? Gosh, I wish I had it.
Marge, come over here. I'll tell you something else I bet you haven't seen.
Look. New toy racing cars. Real ones.
Oh, will you look, Clarence? He's up on the giraffe.
Well, look at the little girl way up on the big giraffe.
Oh, the camel's
better. You don't slide off, girl. Oh, come on, let's
go over to the doll section.
Oh, I bet they haven't a doll on the plane.
Oh, yes, they have, Kitty Cadenza. I've already been over there. Look at this one. All done up like Queen Mary. Half small. And look at this bride. Oh, what an atrocious designing job. Yeah, no sense of styling, I must say.
Oh, look at this one, Margie. Looks like us in the Rumba numbers.
Well, listen, kids, I've got to trot along now. Over to the sporting goods counter. I'm looking for golf balls.
Now, don't tell me you play golf, Clarence.
Who, me? Oh, no, sir. Mr. Hayfield asked me to buy them for him.
Well, see you later, Clarence.
Oh, Mabel, look at these darling baby dolls like this.
Oh, they're beautiful.
I got a lot of dolls at home. About 10 or so.
Would you believe it, Margie? When I was a little girl, I never had a real doll. But I have one now. I bought it for myself a few years ago.
Gee, to think you never had a doll when you were little.
No. In the foundling home, we used to take an old towel and stuff it with paper for a head and mark a mouth and eyes and nose with burnt matches. If you got caught, we'd get the devil for playing with matches.
How lucky I really have been. I used to get a new doll every Christmas. Wish I'd named one Myrtle.
Oh, yes. You really should have one named Myrtle. Well, I think we better go, Margie. I spent all the money I had with me.
Down, right down.
Oh, there's another going down.
Down, down, please.
Down.
Wait for me, mistress. Wait.
Who are you again, Clarence?
Make front,
please. He's crowded in here.
I feel like a sardine can, a well-packed can.
Hey, you get off my feet. And you get that umbrella out of my eye.
Clarence?
Oh, that's the trouble with elevators. No privacy.
It's a good thing you had all those parcels wrapped in sand.
Look out when they open the elevator door, Margie. They'll just pop out.
That was the last one in.
You'll be the first one out, Clarence.
Yes.
Stop pushing me. Wait a minute. Wait.
Woo! Give me air.
What a jam.
Well, bye, you two. I'm off to the ribbon town.
Bye, Clarence.
Okay.
Well, where we go now, Myrtle?
Home. I'm broke for the day. I bet you spent all your money, too.
I've still got $10 left, but I'll get my salary tomorrow night.
Oh,
hey, look out for that revolving door. It's just spinning around.
Oops. Guess we'll have to walk home. I've only got a quarter left.
Well, let's see now. I got Mother's new hat, Dad's blue shirt, and a beautiful bathrobe, and Jimmy's finger, and yours. I hope you like it.
Now, why'd you spend money on me? That's silly.
Since when are nylon silly? And I bought something for Mr. Hunt, too, Myrtle.
You what? Margie, are you crazy?
Well, it's only a very pretty card for you to send him. A friendship card. You made up with him yesterday, didn't you?
Well, I did have a long talk with him, and... Oh, I feel so sorry for him, Margie. And I made up my mind that even if it's years, I'll wait for him.
But, Myrtle, it might be years. How can you go along and just sit around and miss nice little parties and the lovely dancing places that we go to with Mr. Arnold?
But don't you understand, Margie? Because of that letter Mrs. Hunt wrote, I can't even be seen with him. Next to dancing with Ray, he never put his arms around me. Couldn't stand it. I just weakened.
And after all the advice you've given me about not concentrating on one man, here you are going to wait and wait for one man for years and be an old frump. I'm going to find you a new girl. Maybe Mr. Arnold will take us both out once in a while.
Oh, that'd be imposing on Jack. But we will have him up to our place occasionally. Let's go home. It's getting late and I'm hungry.
Oh, and Myrtle, poor Jackie. I forgot to feed him. I bet he's hungry.
I bet she isn't. She's probably chewed up one of the chairs by now.
Well, let's look in this shop window.
Oh,
look, all those beautiful neckties. And only 50 cents.
Well, it can't be any good for that price.
Well, it says on that card there that they're marked down from $1.
Well, that doesn't make them any better.
Well, they are beautiful, though. Oh, see that lovely green one for Sunny there? And that gorgeous red one for Mr. Arnold.
Jack wouldn't wear a red tie.
Will you come in with me, Myrtle? I'll get it for Clarence because he's been so nice to me.
Margie, you spent enough money today.
Well, I won't be but a minute, Myrtle.
Well, what can I do for you, lady?
I want a couple of those ties you have in the window marked 50 cents.
All right, here's a whole rack of the same kind.
Are they a good value?
Sure, ma'am. Real silk. Marked down from $1, too.
Well, I guess I'll take a green one. I guess maybe I better take two of those red ones and a couple of blue ones.
Hey, lady, for $5, you can have a dozen.
Oh, that'd be fine.
And you can have a whole rack. 2 dozen real silk neckties for only $10. I'm closing out, see? You'll be getting a real bargain.
Well, I'll say it is. Here's your $10, Mr.
Tell it, Jermaine. Mm-hmm. Here's my card. Wait up a minute and I'll put them in a big box for you.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, there'll be 2 for Sonny and 2 for Mr. Arnold, 2 for Jimmy and 2 for Clarence. Then there's Pat and the 6 stage boys. No, maybe it's 10. And Ben, the elevator boy, and, well, let's see, Oh, yeah, Daddy.
Oh, here you are, May. Thank you. You sure got a real bargain. Here. Let me open the door for you. Tell her at your service.
Hey, bye.
Bye, lady.
Oh, Margie, I thought you were never coming.
Well, what have you got there?
Neckties. Beautiful neckties.
How many?
24, all different colors.
Oh, Margie, you shot the whole $10 on those cheap ties?
Oh, but they're gorgeous, Myrtle. And real silk, Mr. Tully said. Are you mad at me for buying them?
No, dear, they're beautiful.
And do you think Sonny will like his?
Oh, sure. He'd like anything you gave him.
And Mr. Arnold? I'm not sure. What do you think, Myrtle?
He'll like them too, dear. He's a gentleman.
Hectic morning shopping. She and Marge want everything bright and shining when Mr. and Mrs. Minter come to visit them. And won't Margie's friends be surprised when Margie presents them with those neckties? Be sure to listen to the next exciting chapter in our story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.